That's the sound of dozens of volunteers loading up trucks for the LA Regional Food Bank's holiday food drive. Organizers say they got more food than expected, including 500 frozen turkeys for Thanksgiving. But so many people need food because of the struggling economy. Darren Hoffman is with the LA Regional Food Bank.
Unfortunately, with the demand going through the roof, it's still not enough to meet the demand.
Hoffman's co-worker and president of the organization, Michael Flood, says that total food donations went up 33% this year. Unfortunately, demand for that food went up 44%.
But that tells you there's a gap there. And that's what we're asking the community to do, is to help fill that gap between now and the end of the year through many, many community food drives.
Glenn Corrado works at a much smaller local food bank called World Harvest. He says financial problems are hitting people hard.
We are seeing an increase of people coming in here that, do not have jobs, or, they've been laid off, or their hours have been cut.
So, and times are really hard right now, we can barely afford to pay the rent.
Maria Canales is a single mother of three. She relies on Harvest Food Bank to feed her family.
It's been a real blessing. I don't know what I would do right now if I wouldn't be here.
But World Harvest and other food banks in Los Angeles are having trouble providing for people like Canales. Hoffman wants to see more people try to qualify for food stamps.
Because if we can get some of those people that qualify for food stamps that maybe aren't getting them, if they can get those, maybe they won't have to come in for the food pantry. And then the people that might just barely miss the qualification level, might just have, make a couple hundred bucks too much to get food stamps, those people would be able to get more food from their local food pantry.
For more info, go to lafoodbank.org. Yusuf Al-Haddad, Annenberg Radio News.